Today on the Cooligans, Hyunmin Son is officially an LAFC player. I'm excited about it. Let's see if it can actually work out. Where is Denny Bwanga gonna play? Is he happy somebody was signed in his position?
Uh-oh. And also, we talk a little bit about League's Cup. How we feeling about it? I don't know. Apparently, one of us likes it. The other one's not so sure. And also, we talk about Newcastle. Yo, why don't nobody want you, bro? Why is it like that episode of Fresh Prince where Fresh Prince realizes his dad don't want him, and he asks Uncle Phil that. It's exactly that's what's going on with Eddie Howe and Piff.
Wow.
That and more on this episode of the
Cooligans.
Hey.
That hit very close to home for Alexis.
I have no dad. I was on the Upper West Side earlier this morning.
Okay.
And I saw something that just sort of renewed my faith in humanity, but not just in humanity, in the place that New York City holds in humanity. You know, one of my favorite things about New York is you never know what you might see. You know what I mean? But usually when people reference that, it's something crazy, or it's like a dude jerking it on the subway. You know what I mean?
My favorite. Oh, Steve? Yeah.
You know Steve. Everybody knows Steve. We should really work on that. But one of my favorite things is like that kind of stuff, but they usually reference something wild. But this morning, you know what I saw? I passed by a taco and burrito truck. Okay. And there was Mexican or Central American or Mexican. I couldn't figure out what the accent was, but it sounded fairly Central American, fairly maybe Guatemalan, maybe Mexican, ordering dudes, construction workers, ordering burritos in English because the dude in the burrito and taco truck didn't speak Spanish.
You gotta...
Only in America, okay? Only in New York City.
This is the gentrification final boss.
Bro... And, but there's something beautiful about it to hear a Latin American guy go, a burrito, you know, yeah.
Explain
no,
it.
No onions, no onions. Dile que yo no quiero, you know, it's like, there's something so beautiful about that.
That is
New York.
That is, it is very much New York. Yeah, you got to appreciate the fact that this person who does not speak Spanish is like, I'm going to be serving Spanish food.
To their own to people.
Their own people, okay?
It's like, imagine you woke up to a halal truck and you're like, hey, Habibi. And the guy's like, I'm sorry, I don't understand you. Or, perdón, no speak English. You know okay. what I mean?
I'm like, from Calabasas. I don't know what you mean.
I'd be like, yo, but maybe this slaps. But it's got to be good if like six construction workers are ordering
that
burritos.
Is true.
And they're not native tongue. They're ordering their native food in their non-native tongue.
Exactly. My prejudice is going to tell me, my instincts are going to say, don't order from here.
Right.
But if I see the Guatemalan crew, Central American, everybody going over there, I'm like, they must know something we don't know. They wouldn't go here.
You know the rule with a Chinese restaurant.
Yes.
What's the rule?
Yeah, only eat there if Mexicans are cooking.
No, imagine. Well, first of all, they all are. That is it. Although now New York is a lot
Mexicans
more
Mexicans know how to make every food.
Really? And they make it better than you. They're the Japanese of the Latinos. But if you go to a Chinese food restaurant, what do you look for to know if it's real or not?
I don't know. I mean,
Chinese people eat
yes.
in it.
Oh, yes,
and usually, if you see a child doing homework, you know you're good. You know the food's gonna slap.
That's right. You see him working on their science project. Right. Like, this is
you're like,
the
yo,
spot.
This kid's gonna be a doctor because of this restaurant.
He's been here all day. He's taking over.
He'll be the one who works the till and does his science project. Well, you know that rule. But imagine if you saw that Chinese family sitting there and they had to order in English because it was owned by an American. But the Chinese food slapped so hard that they said, bro, he just gets Shenzhen food, bro. We have to go there.
Jesus, is this the plan that Stephen Miller has? Is what he wants to replace?
Oh no!
I don't like this.
Who knew that's where this was gonna go?
I don't like this.
It restored my faith in humanity, and you removed that Jenga piece now.
I'm just a little bit concerned. That's all. Yeah. all right. Well, you love to see it. The world is changing right in front of our eyes,
bro. Annoyance. Oye, dile que yo no quiero. It's one of the wildest moments of my life.
How you say chuleta in English? I'm confused.
How do you? Very good. You know?
All right, everybody. Welcome to the Cooligans. My name is Christian Polanco.
Hey, I'm Alexis Guerrero.
We are here with you from New York,
New York.
As always, on what did I just say? Oh, wait, you turned on the speaker, so I didn't hear the.
So they got it.
They
for
got
a third
it twice.
Time.
Let's go. excited about today's
live from New York, New York. See, I like that more than the excited for the show, today's show.
Okay.
Maybe we found the new intro.
Yeah. I
mean, because you said we're excited for today's show. We had a lot to talk about. Of course we do.
Everybody. You know. Live from New York, it's Saturday night.
so please tell hopefully me it's Saturday night. Work.
We have a lot to go over today because Hyungmin Son is joining LAFC. We gotta talk some Leagues Cup because there've been a lot of other tournaments to discuss the last couple of weeks. So we have to really break down everything going on with Leagues Cup, and then we gotta
talk about Newcastle getting rejected more than you when you were asking people to go to prom.
That ain't even that far off.
the reason I'm not laughing is because it's true.
No, I love that you think I had the confidence to ask anybody. it was more begging that someone would like
you just
me.
Show up to women's houses, ring the doorbell in a tux and say,
hey, you get it? I don't know.
You ain't going nowhere.
but let's start with Hyungmin Son. Hyungmin Son has officially joined LAFC. So let's get to Sam Tai. Well, let's start with this Blue Sky post. Sam Tai, shout out to he works
the
at
homie
Sky,
Sam Tai.
At Sky Sports.
It looks like Tiggy, but it's not. It's Tai.
It's Tai. So he asked a question. He says, I have another quote unquote explain it to me like I'm five MLS question. And just for context, Sam Tai is from England.
European.
Yes. So he goes, why are LAFC signing Son for a potential slash close to MLS record fee, it is the record fee, when he's 33, declining, and ideally plays in the same position as their actual best player, Denis Bouanga. And that brings us to our top topic, presented by Buchanan's Blended Scotch Whiskey, an official FIFA World Cup 26 supporter. Nos vamos al Mundial with a Bucanita on hand.
This is the top topic.
Let's go. So, great question.
It is
Sam.
A great question because it forces you to think about MLS as a league that plays football, not markets football. And I think that's important.
See, the Europeans don't get it.
No, dude, it's about marketing, baby. Bright lights, big city, baby.
They don't understand the battle that we have out here.
No.
That it's not the sport. This is not the preeminent sport.
That's a great question. If Hyungmin Son was signing with Arsenal or Manchester United. Great question.
Totally valid.
No American would ever ask this question because we're like, we know why Hyungmin Son's coming because he going to sell shirts to them Koreans.
It's like if we said, hey, you know, Arsenal signed Zubimendi. Is he going to be selling any tickets? Mm-hmm. I don't think. Are the season ticket holders going to be interested in Zubimendi joining the team? That is not a thing,
that's
right?
That's not going to get the butts in the seats. You would never say
but
that.
But we have to compete with the other sports, uh-huh. with the other leagues around the world, with the other leagues within the country mm-hmm. as well, to get those eyeballs and attention. And Hyungmin Son is arguably, next to Messi as far as economic impact in a city signing for this club. Messi's definitely first. I know that. But Hyungmin Son, Los Angeles is, there's a Korea town that is dominant. That mm-hmm. is where people want to go hang out, which is, and the Korean culture in Southern California is incredibly popular.
Also, the amount of Koreans that go back and forth between Seoul or South Korea and LA mm-hmm. is huge.
Exactly. So
he's gotten so much closer to home. Home has gotten so much closer to him. Mm-hmm. This is going to be a beautiful cultural exchange. I'm willing to say this. This, and you bring up a great point. This question makes sense if you're European. But if you're an American, you know that what I'm about to say is not that hot of a hot take. Revenue and shirt sales is more important or as important. No, it is. Revenue and shirt sales is more important than winning MLS Cup.
I guess
if you're a club,
yeah,
to the fans, no.
To the fan, every fan should say no.
But
to
the
that.
People who made the decision to bring Heung-min Son in,
yeah,
know that what he brings, even if it's not a trophy, is more important.
You got to recoup that transfer fee a little bit.
Are you bringing Guap with you? Because if not,
we're also signing Guap with us.
Yeah.
It's a Guap.
Heung-min Guap.
It's a Guap guarantee.
Yeah, 100%.
Realistically, so
you got that Guap allocation.
So
Guap.
There's parts to this question, because there's really two questions. One, why are they signing him when he's in the decline? And Heung-min Son the last 2 years have not really looked that great at Tottenham. He's not always starting. He's not getting the same amount of minutes.
He wasn't clearly
in the plans of Thomas Frank. And that it's been beautiful to see the love that he's been getting. And he is, again, one of the most popular footballers in the world. I mean, that's inarguable. So for me, as non-LAFC fan, but wants to see MLS succeed, I'm absolutely thrilled about this. So I'm explaining, Sam, you are a 5-year-old European. I'm happy to explain it to you. No. So I am giddy at the thought of going to see NYCFC at Yankee Stadium against LAFC, and Heung-min Son is playing there. Because I know the Korean community in New York is also going to be there and fill seats and create a really, really awesome ambiance. And it's also one of those things where it's nice to look in on the pitch and feel a little bit seen, right? There aren't too many Korean players. I hate that I forgot his name, but he just went from Minnesota United to St. Louis. I forgot his name.
But you're right. It's representation. You don't get a lot.
For the Korean community, there's no bigger representation than Heung-min Son.
No, this is huge.
It's so cool. Now, the second question about Denis Bouanga. Yes, they do play the same position. But
here's the thing. Heung-min Son is more versatile on the pitch than Denis Bouanga is. Denis Bouanga does one thing incredibly well, and that's in the position he currently plays.
Yeah.
You can put...
Who do you... You would move Bouanga?
No, I'd move Son.
Son, yeah.
I'd maybe make him like the 10.
I would put him maybe on the right or something. I think he'd be fine on the other side. I don't know.
Why not make him the 10? Why not let him not have to run as hard? And give him the Messi plan. You hide out at the top of the box. Go in the box when you want, buddy.
Sure. We'll see what ends up happening.
Also, the idea of a decline is like, yes. Well, that's why you step down a level. And there is no doubt. I'm not disrespecting MLS in any way, shape, or form to suggest that it is a level below the Premier League. The gameplay, the amount. It's maybe a bit more physical. It's maybe a bit more athletic. It's maybe a bit faster in the sense of not like faster decision making, but just a lot of more running that's happening. And I know this is going to get clipped and I know people are going to go crazy, but just listen to all of the players who've come here and have said that. It's a lot faster than they expected. It's a lot more athletic than they expected. It's a lot more physical than they expected. Maybe he can't keep up with that. Maybe that's going to be a bit of an issue. But if you put him in the midfield, get him the ball, and he can send that through ball to Denis Bouanga. This is going to be an electric LAFC.
Maybe this is a bit of a hot take, but as excited as I am about Son coming to MLS, my initial thought is I don't think he's going to do that well.
This is a better signing than Giroud. We all knew how the Giroud thing was going to work out.
I didn't know. I didn't think that.
What?
I didn't think it was inherently going to be bad. No.
I knew this dude wasn't going to be able to fit the
style. I mean,
you
watched him more at Arsenal than I did, whether at Arsenal or at Chelsea or whatever.
Or even at AC Milan, he was kind of like how Zlatan was. When I'm like, bro, he's just waiting for the ball. He's older. No disrespect to Giroud.
Yeah.
Again, one of my favorite players when he was at Arsenal. But nonetheless, he's not the guy that can run around anymore. He needs service, and they didn't have anyone to give him service, and they didn't want to play a style where it's sort of, you know, the whole squad shows up to final third and passes the ball around until someone's open. They didn't want that. They wanted Denis Bouanga going crazy and, you know, counter and transition team. And now all of a sudden, you're going to bring in a guy who can kind of play that as long as he can stay mid in the middle, and he can go from essentially box to box or from the midfield line to the top of the box. I think it shortens the field for him. It gives him an opportunity to still be as essential as we know his skill set can make him.
Yeah, I'm trying to be optimistic. I don't think
even well, we happen to have a Tottenham fan here.
Even so,
Carter, where do you start him? if you're bringing him on to LAFC, where do you think Heung-min Son goes?
I mean, he's never played the 10, but he's played a false 9. So you could play him down the middle, whether he's going to be deeper as a 10 or more as a false 9. He's played that position before and he's succeeded there. So that's probably where it makes the most sense.
Yeah,
I can see him as a false 9. Well, kind of the same thing of what I'm talking about, but instead of being more of a 10, you sort of fall back into that 10 position and make those passes into the box or be an attacking threat. I'm fine with that, too. But none of the suggestions we made is replace Denny Bouanga, because Denny Bouanga, I don't know that I have the confidence of him being able to do one of those other positions.
I agree. Yeah, I mean, look, Bouanga is their best player, yeah, and they should prioritize getting the most out of him.
Will you be saying that next week?
Over anyone else. Yes. Yes. I haven't seen anything from Son in the last 2 years that's telling me that he is going to absolutely thrive.
Do you think?
Especially when Bouanga is there.
If Bouanga, if you put Denny Bouanga on Tottenham, would you have seen that over the last 2 years? I don't think so. Although Ange Postecoglou would have loved his style, which is just barrel forward.
Bouanga, I think...
I think Bouanga is an incredible player.
He's, I mean, but just because of his athleticism and speed. And there are some games that he's kind... not. I want to say... he can get shut out at games. He's not...
he's a streaky player for sure.
But the moments you see where he can just do things while dribbling so unbelievably fast. And we saw so many times. I mean, the LAFC Inter Miami game, the CONCACAF Champions Cup, the LAFC ended up losing. But they were so many opportunities that Bouanga had. Didn't capitalize, but just a team like Inter Miami that play that emergency defense, and Bouanga made it so difficult on them. Again, they did end up winning Inter Miami, but still, to me, I'm just like Bouanga should feel some type of way, because it's like you guys got a player in my position. I know that he's very popular. I know he's gonna sell a whole bunch of tickets, but I mean, I'm gonna feel some kind of way. Like, this is my spot. You figure out where he's gonna go. But it's still, in my opinion, Bouanga's team.
Yeah.
So that should be prioritized. But
I don't know if that'll be the case in less than a month. I don't. The time MLS regular season kicks off and we're not talking about League's Cup, I don't think that'll be the case. But I do want to give MLS a shout out, all right? I want to give them a little bit of applause, because how genius are they that the league has put their sort of... and I don't know if this is on purpose or whatnot, but they put their League's Cup competition right in the moment where your biggest names will come from Europe into this league.
Yeah.
So 2 seasons ago, we saw it with Lionel Messi, and now this season, we're seeing it with Heung-min Son. Pretty genius. If you are MLS and you're saying, how do we make our product look bigger and better? And that's League's Cup, right? That product. Something that they created on their own. Well, you get the biggest names. Oh, I want to see Heung-min Son's first game at LAFC. Well, that's going to be now that they've won, that's going to be in a League's Cup match.
Sure.
So now everybody watched that League's Cup MLS match where Messi hit that crazy, scored that crazy goal. Now everyone's going to watch all of South Korea will be watching LAFC in League's Cup.
I mean,
it's pretty smart.
Look, this is, Apple's just like, hey, the puppet strings, bro. They're like, yo, we need to sell some more Apple subscriptions in South Korea,
mm-hmm,
or North, whoever wants to watch, whatever.
You want to watch North Korea? They got a resort now. So they should have Apple with one of these. You know what I mean? Apple should just have a hand next to the word Apple doing that little heart with your two fingers.
Right.
Genius, bro.
So he is going to be the record signing, though. He is, I believe the number is 26 million. The record before was 22.
Is that too much to pay for a 32-year-old?
33-year-old? It is not, because you're going to recoup that money.
That's what I was hoping we'd talk
it's,
about.
It
almost doesn't matter what happens perfect on the pitch.
It's a match made in heaven.
The only issue is if he doesn't play, because then people won't watch. He has to just play.
He hasn't played that much the last year. You know, as far as fitness, I think he's fine. Do I think he'll be a perfectly fine MLS player? But my issue is that I'm still thinking of the Puskas Award, Son. You know what I mean? That one with dribbling through all of Burnley. And
that's a long time ago.
That was
man.
A long, I mean, which was like 3 years ago, 4 years ago.
That's a lot of miles on them knees, man.
So he's not going to be that. And
but maybe with a renewed league and maybe people not familiar with every one of his skill sets or having covered people that play similar, maybe it gives them an opportunity to have some of those highlights here in MLS.
Yeah, it's gonna undoubtedly it will be fun.
Does he make LAFC the favorite?
No,
at least in the West.
No, I don't think so.
San Diego still better.
Yeah, I think. Where are LAFC
Vancouver
right now?
With Mueller. LAFC with him and Son.
This is a good MLS transfer window.
Is
where like
pretty
the
good.
At least piques your interest.
These are names you heard of. You know,
okay, I've seen these players in EAFC.
Right when they're like, "Oh, we got someone from Dinamo Zagreb B," and you're like, "I don't know who this man's is, bro."
So, let me look at the table real quick. In the West, San Diego, Vancouver, Minnesota, Seattle, Portland, then LAFC. So no, they're 11 points back.
Who cares? Just get in the playoffs.
Get in the play. Yeah, look.
This doesn't make them Supporter Shield favorites.
No.
But MLS Cup, I can see that.
It's not impossible. Yeah. I want to see what these first like 2-3 games look like for Sun. Mainly not for just his performance, but where he's gonna play and how he's gonna play alongside Bwanga. So we can all put it in the comments. Let us know what you think. False nine seems to be they got rid of Giroud.
Mm-hmm.
They can get a player that can play centrally and is very mobile. Really would prefer to be out on the left wing, but Bwanga is there. But so Son, I think will be fine. But I think he could bring he already has like the confidence and swag. I mean, we saw the Europa League final,
mm-hmm.
And we just seen even the last
worst game of football I've ever seen.
but the passion and the energy and the grit is still there, especially for a player like that. So
the real question is who comes in next season after Shirondolo leaves.
That is going
to
be
Son will have something to say about that.
Sure.
Is it Ange Postecoglou?
Imagine Ange.
Probably not.
Big Ange in LAFC. All right. So the last thing, Yeoman Son play his his final Tottenham match in South Korea. He was there. They had a preseason tour over there.
It was a beautiful goodbye.
Beautiful, just so emotional. It was just a. I think there is a like. Is he one of the greatest Premier League players? Like, is that maybe not? He has done stuff on the pitch, but the dedication to Tottenham, where he could have left.
You think
so many times.
You think he slips down to a streets won't forget? He's like too nice of a guy. You know what I mean? Where I could feel like people could overlook him in some of these. When you're compiling a list of Premier League greats.
I don't know. He can't be. He's not a streets won't forget guy. I mean,
because he played with Harry Kane for so long. Harry Kane took most of the spotlight.
Yeah. And he took a lot of the individual awards for scoring a whole bunch of goals. Yeah. But I don't know. Carter, what do you think? Is he where is
he? He won a golden boot. I don't think he could be a streets won't forget.
Yeah, I don't
forget.
Think he's going to
achieve. That doesn't change whether someone becomes someone falls. It's more sentiment. You know what I mean? Will he be remembered?
You know how some people play that, like name any random Premier League footballer.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to say, you know what I mean? Everybody's like, no, that's no, doesn't count.
You're above that. Yeah.
So
Adel Taarabt is a streets won't forget, and is also a name that random.
Yeah.
Like name a random Premier League.
Yeah, so I think his legacy in the Premier League and
it stands on its own.
It stands on its own, but and it's also he's meant so much to his country because he's done it for his club, he's done it for his country.
Not just that, but also it's like I'm not the first to say this. Rappers say this all the time, but tell me how your city feels about. Tell me how the city where you're from feels about you, and I'll tell you how I feel about you. And you can't say anything more than just. The outpouring of love that he got from his fellow teammates is out of this world. The club, the teammates, you know he was going to be beloved in Korea, but to be beloved the way he is by those other Tottenham players.
Yeah, there's a great moment of the game, the preseason match, where the cameraman, camera person, I don't know who's filming him, but somebody's filming him, and he says, stop crying or don't cry. To the camera person, we can't see the camera person, but it's just like you're just imagining a camera person in tears, as filming the final moments for Son.
To him, I don't know who you are. There's a bee in my pants.
Really ruins the mood.
Oh, should I slap your pants?
But no, it highlights how much he is loved, and he is one of those players. You know, everybody can make fun of Tottenham, but they never direct it at him.
He's all right. This is gonna sound crazy, so I'll do that because it's gonna sound like I'm saying crazy. He is to Tottenham what Ian Wright is to Arsenal.
Yeah, that is fair.
No one hates Ian Wright. Mm-hmm. You may not love him, but you can't hate him.
Of course.
And no one really hates Heung-min Son. I'm an Arsenal fan. I don't hate Heung-min Son in any way, shape, or form. I'm actually excited he's in MLS that I get to see him play.
He broke one of my Everton players' legs, bro, okay. And I still don't hate him.
So there's a couple people whose legs he's broken. Those guys probably hate him.
I think they've forgiven him. That's how great of a guy.
But the rest of us are like, he's not a bad guy.
Sonny, break my leg, bro. I won't even be that mad.
Buddy, I'll pay you. How about that?
All right. Well, let's talk some Leagues Cup right after this.
Hey, welcome back to the Cooligans. All right, let's go around the league with Leagues Cup. So we're mostly through phase one. There's one round left in phase one. This is a whole new format. Probably now is the time to talk about it. How do we feel about this? Christian, are you a fan of this format?
I'll be honest. I like this quite a bit. And I like specifically that there's no intra-league play within Leagues Cup. So we had this the last 2 years of this version of Leagues Cup. So and just so people who may not be aware of the format, let's explain it very quickly. So the new Leagues Cup format, it is limited to 18 MLS teams. So last season's top 9 from each conference. So
that matches Liga MX's 18 teams. Yeah,
exactly. So it matches the 18. So it makes it perfect because now they're just two groups and they're divided by league. So each team plays 3 games versus teams from the opponent league in phase one. Top 4 teams from each group advance to the quarterfinals. All quarterfinal matchups will be MLS versus Liga MX teams. So the cool thing here is that if you're an MLS fan, your team has played 3 different Liga MX teams. So even if it's, you know, there's only the top 4 move on, there are so many other, you know, there are 14 other teams that do not move on. But at the very least, like even for this like mid-season tournament, they're not friendlies. You're playing tough competition. You have something really at stake. Obviously, the winner of the Leagues Cup gets a CONCACAF Champions Cup spot. So this is what I've felt so far. While I've been watching, especially NYCFC played against Toluca at Yankee Stadium. And in that third game, and this has been kind of throughout Leagues Cup that we've seen already, the third matches have been pretty crazy. They've been a little intense. There was a lot of scuffles and fights in the game against Toluca.
There's clearly some passion. This doesn't feel like a preseason friendly, which in the past, Leagues Cup has felt like a little bit of a toss away game,
right? And it's shown. I mean, there were a lot of Toluca fans at Yankee Stadium, but the games are pretty wide open because not only do you have to win, ideally you have to win all 3 games, right? And that doesn't necessarily. You can also win in penalties, and that's 2 points instead of 1 point. If you tie the game and lose in penalties, you get 1 point, and if you win penalties, you get 2. So you kind of have a huge incentive to at least maybe tie it up and win in penalties
To go for it.
And then goal differential is tremendous. Goal differential is going to be huge because there's going to be a lot of teams after phase one is complete that have 6 points and just don't have a good enough goal differential. So they've won 2 out of 3 games, and that is still not good enough to move on in the tournament.
There's certainly a lot of excitement. There's a lot of like machinations that make it feel exciting if you care. And the interesting part for me is it kind of feels like we're working our way to this will replace CONCACAF Champions Cup for Liga MX and MLS clubs. Like, this feels like the tournament you want to qualify for.
Maybe.
It feels like that's what we're on our way to.
I hope not.
I agree with you.
Because I think Champions Cup is a better tournament, mainly because the games, you have to play the games away. You have to play the games in Mexico. You have to get play in Honduras or Guatemala. You have to play in those places. And
we got to go to Costa Rica.
Exactly. So that's really the biggest negative with Leagues Cup is that the games are all played in the United States. So even the Liga MX team don't really get their representation of their own fan base, even though they've tried to accommodate by playing some games like maybe closer to the border so that it can maybe some fans can go from Mexico or the fan bases that are already there in the United States can easily
attend.
That's
who this is being marketed to. It's an opportunity for there are more Liga MX fans in the U.S. than there are MLS fans.
Yeah.
So this is an opportunity for Liga MX fans to be marketed to for a reason. This is a
handshake
game.
Agreement by both leagues saying like, yo, you got something I want, which is money, right? Liga MX is like, the money is great in the U.S. When our teams go play there, and MLS is like, you got the audience.
But if you're going to play here, then you should have to play us.
Yeah.
So our teams make some of that money. And frankly, we've heard this before from people who've worked with Liga MX, where even they say Liga MX wants to do more stuff in America, even if it's content or this or that, because they make more money doing it in America than they would if they did it in Mexico.
Yeah, the one thing I'll say is the Leagues Cup has provided some wild highlights. And when I was talking about goal differential, Seattle Sounders beat who they beat 7-0.
Oh yeah, we just watched the highlight.
But I had seen the game. Who did they play? Why am I forgetting? Cruz Azul. And I mean seven. It's the biggest result that the Sounders ever had in their like MLS history, which is great to see. But the last goal in that game, Pedro de la Vega, who has he arrived what 2 years ago, 3 years ago, just kind of like
last year
was injured when he arrived. I don't know how long he's been there.
I believe
it
was last year,
and he is just not the DP signing that I think they sort of
expected.
It's
taken him a second to really catch
but
fire.
This goal that he scored.
So gorgeous.
Okay, and it's the seventh. If it was like the second, the third, you'd be like, oh, yeah, he was. This I say it like mentioning that it's the seventh goal because there is a I don't give a f- anymore thing, because he gets that ball from was it Alex Rodan, and any other scoreline you take a touch and then you take a shot, and he was just like, hey, I'm out here
having
a good
time. Happens. we're only win six now.
We're playing FIFA Street Mode.
Yeah. He even his face after he scores, he puts his arm out. He's like, that's what you paid for, isn't it?
Just such a great moment, and where a lot of people are saying that this should be the Puskas Award winner. Which, as of right now, I don't think I've seen anything better. But what a fantastic. What a fantastic goal. And it's like, you know, I think, you know, Garber would have been like, why couldn't Messi have done that? Who's this Pedro de la what?
Jorge Mas is like, we'll buy this guy. You think we won't buy this guy to play next to Messi? We will buy this guy.
AI, put Messi on Pedro de la Vega's face. And that'll be the goal. The difficulty that a lot of MLS fans have with even watching Leagues Cup.
Pessimism around
it. It's a little difficult to really get excited about it. But this version of it,
it's an improvement for sure.
Without a doubt. And we got to give like just credit there, because my favorite part is that, especially in those in that first round, it is MLS against Liga MX team.
Yeah, because why be in this other competition if, you know, the Houston Dynamo are going to play the Seattle Sounders?
Right.
We don't care about that.
And there's been a lot more parity than I think I expected. I mean, every year...
The level is fairly even compared to what it was maybe a couple of years ago when they started this as like a... I think it started as one game or just two or three games.
Sure. So, and then now this final, round of matches, when everybody plays that third match... now it's going to be really exciting because everybody's going to be paying attention to goal differential, and it might come to like yellow cards, yellow card accumulation or something like that. Mm-hmm. So that part of it is going to be really exciting. So that's, you got to give credit where credit is due, because the first year of the tournament really was not that fun, except when Messi arrives and boom, boom, boom. And then we have all these incredible, the free kick against FC Dallas and the game against Nashville and everything. So it took a while for it to get exciting, but this was fairly exciting even in the first round. So, overall, this version of League's Cup, especially in this phase one, I've enjoyed it. I've been entertained. And it's nice to see how Liga MX matches up to some of the MLS talent we have. And the MLS teams, I thought, did pretty well for the most part.
All right. I'll say this is the best rendition of League's Cup. I'm still not 100% sold on whether I should care about it or not. But I will say they've advanced it. They've progressed it. This is the best I've seen it.
Okay. All right. We'll talk some Newcastle transfer drama right after this. All right, welcome back. So, Benjamin Sesko, coming from RB Leipzig, reportedly he is choosing Manchester United over Newcastle.
Oh, man.
So
Newcastle.
Let's do a quick transfer roundup, Newcastle edition. Newcastle are in a weird spot because
they got all this money
and nobody wants it.
Nobody want to take it.
They're like, nah, bro. Like, I see that you got the bag, but you know what? I can't look away from that gap tooth.
Yeah, dude. Imagine being like a nerd and you go out and get yourself a supercar and still the huzz won't look at you. You know what I mean? It's kind of what it feels like right now.
So we can go down this list because this is reportedly the players that have rejected Newcastle.
They're two away from a pretty great starting 11.
They'd have a strong team.
Champions League potential.
If any like two of these say yes.
Yeah.
First up, Hugo Ekitike, who ended up going to Liverpool.
Liverpool, yeah.
Liam Delap
chose to Chelsea.
Benjamin Sesko.
Reportedly choosing Manchester United.
Give more context. Newcastle is playing in Champions League.
Yeah.
You also will get more money going to Newcastle, probably.
Supposedly. So,
depending on the player, obviously.
Fabrizio Romano has tweeted or posted that Newcastle offered Sesko more money. The Athletic has said that the wage structure at Newcastle is prohibited. And versus where I guess it's not at Manchester United.
Okay.
So I guess you'd make more money at Manchester United. I remember hearing Manchester United got no money. Remember they fired everybody?
They have obviously the PSR issues, but every team.
They fired the 40-year historian. They say, yo, get out of here.
We got to pay Benjamin.
Damn.
So who else? Okay. Mohamed Kudus, who ended up going to Tottenham. João Pedro.
Chelsea, obviously. You saw him in Club World Cup.
Brian Mbeumo went to Manchester United. We just saw him in the summer series this weekend. Dean Huijsen went to Real Madrid.
Okay, I get that one. Yeah, one makes a lot of sense.
Mark Gahey
said, "Nah, I'm staying with my girl, yo. I don't need a new one, bro. I'm staying at Crystal Palace.
Why are you trying to ruin a good thing? We got something here.
Bro, Rebecca Lowe just gave me a number. we're FaceTiming. Okay. I don't really need it like that, bro."
And James Trafford, the goalkeeper.
Went to
Manchester City.
Only two players said yes to Newcastle so far. It was Aaron Ramsdale and somebody else. I can't remember who the other player is right now.
Alanga.
Anthony Alanga. That's right. He's been playing in the preseason. So why Damn. Don't people want to play at Newcastle?
This is like, if you walk past the store and ain't nobody in it, you'd be like, the clothes seem nice. but the other store, the thrift shop got everybody in it, but this one doesn't.
Right.
No disrespect, Manchester United. It's a little confusing. Especially when the private investment fund of Saudi Arabia first took over as the owner.
Well, I'm a big fan of.
Big fan, right? I got my PIP shirt. Do you have your PIP shirt? When they first took over, the memes were crazy. Remember, it was like the FIFA video game where FC 25, 26.
Yeah.
Where it was like, you know, a Zlatan and Mbappe and you know, Salah. And they were going to bring all the big names at that time to play there. And clearly, it hasn't happened. But now they have a little bit more room to sign more players, right? PSR is not as big of an issue.
Sure.
They are willing to spend the cash. They're in Champions League. Manchester United is not. You would assume a player like Benjamin Sesko would look at that and go, and by the way, it's not like London versus Newcastle. or London versus Manchester, where London is maybe has a bit more draw as a place to live, right? The weather's a little bit nicer than it is in Newcastle or right. Manchester. It's a bit more agreeable. You're a little bit closer to other parts of Europe. It's a bigger, brighter city as far as, you know, the eyes and you know, interest. None of that exists. I don't really see. The only thing I can think of is what The Athletic sort of reported, which is like a lot of players, when asked, mentioned, you know, well, when I was young, saw Alex Ferguson and, well, it's Manchester United. Yeah, yeah. And maybe there's that ego. The ego that drives them to be great is also the ego that drives them to, of like a woman to go, I think I could change him. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. This is, they see the toxic situation. Yeah. Most people stay away, but yeah. There's that one girl that's like, oh, I think I can do it.
I can fix him. You know what I mean?
And in this case, for Manchester United, it's 11 people.
Yeah. Like, apparently, yeah. It's pretty crazy. I mean, if you are the one that brings Manchester United glory, there's a lot to be said. And a lot of comments in a lot of the articles, a lot of the videos that are talking about this are talking about how Manchester United is a much bigger club. Undeniably, Newcastle has won one major trophy in 70 years. Okay.
Right.
Manchester United is a bigger club, sure. But remember St. James Park when they beat PSG? I think it was 4-0. I forget the score line where they were the first home Champions League game Newcastle played, where they cut to Mbappe and he was just like at a loss for words. That the way that park, which is huge, and Newcastle is obviously a very big club, a storied club, the way those fans flipped out and were going absolutely nuts, the vibes at St. James Park, for me, I'm like, yo, I kind of would want to be a part of one of those nights. And then you cut to Manchester United. You know, I made the joke at the EA event. I said, if you're going to Old Trafford, bring an umbrella. It's a bit of a leak, you know. it's a leak. Everyone's getting sacked. You know, the rumor is they have no money and blah, blah, blah. There seems to be like negative vibe. They should sage the place. Amorim right, right. should sage the place.
And that's I'm trying to think about what reasons to not join Newcastle. And then you wonder, is it the manager? Maybe they don't see it as a viable project. Maybe the
manager that got him in the Champions League.
Or maybe the what is it? Like Isak, that, you know, he basically made it clear that he doesn't want to go back. He hasn't joined him in preseason. He's been training with his former club, Real Sociedad. Mm-hmm. So maybe that's a reason of like, I'm not really excited about the players I would even be playing with, even if I was going to be in Champions League. It could be the pitch deck that is given to the players by Newcastle. Maybe they're just like, yo, this is ass. It ain't great. You know what?
That's actually a good point. I haven't thought about that. Maybe Newcastle's not presenting themselves in the best light.
That has to be somewhat of a factor because if you look at Newcastle United, the current project versus Manchester United, and if somebody picks Manchester United, even if it's for a little bit more money, you would think, hey, the trajectory is a little bit better with Newcastle. Why not just go here? So for all these players to reject them, there has to be something that we're not privy to, because this is kind of surreal. Newcastle have been a tough team, obviously made it to Champions League, but they're a good team and they've been playing well.
They're a good team that's seemingly getting better. I mean, not stronger as far as the squad is concerned, because everyone's saying no.
Right.
But for me, if like one or two big players said no, I get that. But some of this is 9 out of 11 players we just talked about.
Yeah. The as far as the updates with Isak, what I've understood is that Eddie Howe basically said, like, if the Sesko deal doesn't happen, because that's still a possibility, if that doesn't happen, that Isak is going to stay. And it's just,
he's clearly the player Eddie Howe wants and right. fits his system. So he's like, yeah, we'll take you back.
Right. So
we know you went out there doing dirt or Sociedad. You know what I mean?
Sociedad. Yeah, you're going crazy.
Right? Bro. Yo, come down to next year's annual Sucio.
So, yeah.
But obviously, you were out there doing dirt, getting your willy wet. But now, come back home, your lady misses you.
So, it'll just be kind of embarrassing if he does come back. It'll be a weird.
Well, did you see how the Newcastle fans treated his a sort of van or whatever the sprinter would have left. They were all like punching it and throwing stuff at it, screaming at him. You're not going to get.
Yeah.
Imagine. I just talked about how great the vibes were. Imagine all those people booing you. You know what I mean? That's going to.
I believe Liverpool have made a bid that was rejected. I think it was at 120, if I'm not mistaken. So they are trying to make that happen. Newcastle can't get too greedy here. I mean, 120 for Alexander Isak. Well, I don't even understand why you are.
Well, I think you very clearly need to find a player that's worth $100 million.
That seems to be the bigger issue. Not the bid. Yeah. It's just the replacement. They need to sort that out.
I would tell Liverpool, like, we will accept it, just not right this moment. Let me go find someone to replace him with and go get you $100 million player.
Right. It's like,
you know who they should sign? Cristiano Ronaldo.
Okay. This is why nobody takes this show seriously, bro.
Because at least people will, first of all, you got that Saudi money, right? And second of all, at least people will watch. Even if he's not good enough and he doesn't have the capabilities he once had.
This sounded like son to LAFC, bro.
I think that's, again, great marketing. I want Premier League teams to start thinking about the marketing potential.
Right. The season.
How much did Mbeumo go for? 60?
I think $50 million. What was it? Up 70? 70? Okay.
70 million. If Mbeumo goes for 70, Isak is definitely worth 120.
Yeah, without a doubt. So, yeah, also
a bit injury prone.
Why would Sesko go to Manchester United?
You ruined everything, Sesko.
We're with the dominoes are now falling. Like, you got to make your decision so we can move on with our lives.
Yeah. So it's like step one, you pull from the bottom of the Jenga. You're like, yo, you're not doing it right.
And they have Hoyland. Why else? Why? They must not have faith in Hoyland.
I mean, who has faith in Hoyland?
He looked all right.
Yo, send Hoyland to Manchester, to Newcastle for free.
Look, and just we'll close this out. We were in Atlanta for the Premier League Summer Series, and we were hosting an event for Everton. We had a great time. But so Manchester United, we saw them play. And I had never seen Bruno Fernandes play in person. Outside of the, you know, a deserved red card and just kicking out at Illiman and Jai.
Pointless.
Outside of that.
So he misses the next summer series match.
he's going to be miserable.
Oh, damn.
Bruno, I'm watching, like, again, for as Americans, we don't get to see Premier League players in front of us that often.
Right.
I thought Mbeumo was fantastic. At the very least, he's a very, very good player. And Bruno Fernandes, just his style of play is fascinating because he's not.
What did you think was fantastic about Mbeumo? I know we don't have the time for this conversation.
I thought his pace was incredibly threatening. The finishing is not perfect.
Yeah, because this is what I'm saying.
He's very dangerous. He's very, very dangerous.
Tell me you're an Everton fan without telling me you're an Everton fan.
The quality that I'm used to seeing.
Yeah. Tell me you watch Beto every week without telling me you watch Beto every week. But you're Mbeumo, what a revelation of a player. Well, I don't think Manchester United fans would agree right now.
No, and they don't, because I've seen a lot of the reaction from the summer series. But they haven't been that critical of him. I think they're kind of waiting.
It's early. Waiting he's also for more. A little chubby right now.
I thought he was good. I think he's a good player. And
he's very good
compared
player.
Compared to the Everton players that he's playing against, I thought he was pretty good. And even throughout the summer series, I thought he was all right.
I'm afraid they overpaid for him, but he is a good player. He's a very good player.
Okay. All right. Let's wrap up there, everybody. Thank you again for tuning in. Shout out to everybody who did see us at the summer series and said hello. We
had so many fans out there.
We had some Patreon members, Gully Squad members, Robin Tagini and Angel Whitworth that came to the EA event and said hello.
I didn't get to see Angel, but I did get to see Robin.
Yes,
and
Robin. Shout out to the homies.
Shout out to the kid who was like, yo, I know you guys are the hooligans. And I was like, I'm not going to correct you.
No, kid. That is dumb. Yeah.
Give me your phone.
Get it right.
This autocorrect don't work. It was a lot of fun.
We had a great time. So shout out to EA and Everton, all the Everton fans.
Kelly
as well.
O'Hara, Casey, Jared, all those guys.
Super, super fun. We had a great time this weekend for sure. All right. Everybody, make sure you follow us if you have not yet. At Soccer Cooligans on everything, Instagram, TikTok, Blue Sky. Make sure you hit that follow button. Hit the like button. Hit subscribe. on this YouTube video. If you're watching on YouTube,
what are you waiting for?
What are you waiting for? What are you? You're a dummy who calls it the hooligans. I'm sure you subscribe to the hooligans.
Damn,
you probably are. Okay,
those guys ain't doing nothing. Right now. When was the last time they posted?
Okay, so hit those buttons if necessary. We'll be back on. What's today? Today's Thursday. I thought today was Monday for some reason. We'll be back on Monday with a brand new episode as well. So have a good weekend. Hope all your teams lose, everybody. Peace.
Love you guys.